here's a story from The World.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau recently announced funding to support black entrepreneurs in his country. It's part economic recovery plan and also a way of dismantling systemic racism. The Canadian government is teaming up with financial institutions to make it easier for black business owners to get financing and training. But as Anita Elash in Toronto reports, some entrepreneurs are giving the plan mixed reviews.
With its reggae music and retro decor, the Supernatural Hair Salon and Spa in Toronto's East End has been a busy community barbershop for more than a decade. But these days, the owner, Kurt Dewhurst, says it's a miracle he's still in business.
So if I didn't have a plan B, that would have been it for me.
Dewhurst was forced to shut down in mid-March because of the pandemic. Government restrictions kept the store closed for 3 months. So for Dewhurst, plan B meant seeing a few of his best customers in secret.
I had to break the law. I had to make sure that I brought in a couple of people to keep my head above water. And I'm sure a lot of other people did that also, you know, based on the fact that, you know, this is what we had to do.
Thousands of small businesses have struggled to stay afloat through pandemic shutdowns. But in Canada, black-owned businesses have been especially hard hit. A recent survey found that, like Dewhurst, black entrepreneurs were already in a more precarious financial position than other small business owners. Dewhurst had less than $5,000 saved up. He's been in business for 17 years, but as a sole proprietor, he's never been able to get a bank loan.
You got numb to the fact, right? You apply and you don't get it, you know, hey, they don't look at me. And this is what we experience in the black community also. I'm not the only one. I know a lot of other businesses that go through the same exact thing.
Dewhurst says he can't prove he's a victim of racism, and there's no Canadian data that measures whether Canadian banks are less likely to lend to black entrepreneurs. But Mohamed Elmi, the director of research at Ryerson University's Diversity Institute, says it's clear black entrepreneurs do face systemic discrimination.
Because of the businesses that they're in and the types of businesses they're in, they're often more likely to be viewed as more risky.
Elmi says nearly half of black business people in Toronto are self-employed. They most likely provide professional services or work in arts and entertainment. A majority are recent immigrants and might not have strong business networks in Canada or the business training they need to get ahead. Trudeau's plan promises to remedy that.
With this new fund, black businesses will be eligible for loans of up to $250,000.
This is a game-changing situation. Now I have an opportunity to get a loan.
Small business owner Garcia Hansen-Francis says Trudeau's announcement gave her a new sense of hope.
And especially being a young black female, this is something that will help me, help the company, and help the community.
Hansen-Francis works out of her home and provides remote payroll services to small and medium-sized businesses. She set out on her own 5 years ago, with 15 years under her belt, working for a large company. But she's had trouble expanding the business.
I think I'm at a point where I could excel a lot more.
To move to the next level, Hansen-Francis says she needs to borrow money for things like office space, marketing, and professional development. She's kept her full-time job, which brings in a healthy salary, but she still can't get a business loan.
I've had conversation with bank managers where it's, I'm sorry, the bank just won't allow us to do this. The bank won't allow you to do this, but why are you doing it for other, for example, why are you doing it for other Caucasian male business owners?
Hansen-Francis finally gave up asking and maxed out her credit cards to cover business expenses. She's hoping that if she qualifies for the new government program, she can pay those off and start to grow. Back at the Supernatural Salon and Spa, Kurt Dewhurst is less optimistic. He'd also like to expand his business, and he'd need to borrow money to do that. But he's heard a lot of broken promises from the government. He's not convinced this time will be any different.
It sounds great. When is it going to be implemented? Right? Is it going to be pushed back like everything else is pushed back? When do we apply? Who applies? You know, does credit status have to do with any application? Does size of business have to do with any application? Does bankruptcies have to do with any application? We need to know the facts.
So far, those details haven't been released. The government says it's still working on them. For The World, I'm Anita Elash, Toronto.
From PRX.